Bringing Henry Home. On a rainy Friday in July, Peter and I drove to Scotland on our way to pick up our new family member. We stayed overnight in a small village at a country bed and breakfast. It was about 50 degrees outside and felt colder in the house. The constant drizzle had drilled holes into my bones. The owner showed us around and noted the gas heater in the fireplace. "But you won't be needing that," she said. "Utility bills in the United Kingdom are really high, so put another sweater on is the best way to stay warm and save some pennies." As soon as she left, I told Peter to crank it up. The Scots have no idea how acclimated they are to cold weather. The next morning, we headed to the Vizsla breeder's home. I had butterflies. We'd already picked out a name, Henry, in memory of one of my favorite novels, The Autobiography of King Henry VIII by Margaret George, and the man that first introduced us to the Vizsla. It felt properly British and perfect. All the dogs were pledged to new owners, but we were the first to arrive, so we had our choice of four males. The Macaulays led us to the kitchen and placed those four in a pen, and we got in it. Two of them we eliminated right away. I don't remember why, because they were all gorgeous. I was looking for a calm, sweet puppy. One was adorable and jumping up and down around Peter. The other sat by my feet and looked up with blue eyes. I had a gut instinct to choose the calm one, but we couldn't decide. "Let's have lunch and you can try again after that," Helen said. We ate sandwiches and soup, my favorite English meal. Seriously, I love it. When we went back into the kitchen, she presented the final two pups and we stood there. The same thing happened. The calm one came to me, sat at my feet, and looked up, never breaking eye contact. The rambunctious one went to Peter and tried to scramble up his leg. I trusted my instinct and said that we should go with the bigger, calmer one. Peter agreed. It turns out we made the right decision. Henry was born smart, sweet, and dignified, a rarity in any species. As we made to leave, I got teary on behalf of Henry's mom because he was going to be the first of her 11 puppies to leave the litter. Helen had...